Good morning. I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting WSIU Radio News. We're going to see a clear to partly cloudy sky for much of the day today, a high around 22 degrees. Governor Bruce Rauner has named two new people to the SIU Board of Trustees and reappointed a previous member. Rauner appointed federal judge Phil Gilbert and Alton attorney Amy Scholar to the board and reappointed Joel Samburski. Samburski has served previously. His appointment was rescinded after Rauner took office earlier this year. Judge Don Lowry and longtime trustee Arquita Wiley's terms ended last month. The SIU trustees are next scheduled to meet next month in Carbondale. Parents and child care providers are still worried about when or if the state will come through with money to help a subsidized daycare program stay afloat. Lisa Ryan reports.
The state and federal government provide assistance for working parents who can't afford the cost of child care, but Illinois hasn't put aside enough money to pay. Jacqueline Cervantes owns Peekaboo Daycare in Cicero. She watches eight children, and all of their families receive financial help from the state.
One of the families has five children, and she can afford to earn a salary of $6.75 an hour. So this will be a major problem. She wants her to pull her child out of school so that he can take care of all the other children, and that cannot happen.
Governor Bruce Rauner says he wants the program to continue, but he and legislative leaders have been unable to reach an agreement. I'm Lisa Ryan.
Critics of a new state standardized test called PARC say it causes problems for students and prevents teaching other subjects. Wendy Catton is a parent of a sixth grader in Chicago Public Schools. She's also a member of a group that's trying to suspend the standardized test.
This test needs to be fixed. This test will have no beneficial value for my son. I know that my child's learning because he has grades, he does projects, he does portfolios, and so I gauge his learning. This test is horrific.
Proponents say the online test is the best way to assess students statewide, and getting rid of it would cut off the state from federal funds. Students are scheduled to take the exam starting next month. A Southern Illinois school administrator is being recognized by her peers as one of the best in the state. Lori James Gross is superintendent of Unity Point District in Carbondale. She's also one of 20 in Illinois to be named a superintendent of distinction. That's an honor voted on by other superintendents in the region. Unity Point curriculum director Carrie Glenn says James Gross is active in developing policy and professional development across the state. Glenn says one of the secrets to making James Gross such a great leader is her kid-centered leadership style that's allowed Unity Point to be one of the most innovative districts in Southern Illinois. We'll see a partly cloudy sky today. Expect a high near 22 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.